Oh my God, they just shot Brother Malcolm. Peace and blessings, y'all, and welcome to another... Peace and blessings, y'all. Welcome to another kicking episode of Keeping It Real. It's been a quick New... I don't want to say New York. It has been a quick minute since we spoke with each other last. And on this episode, we are talking about Brother Malcolm, also known as Malcolm Little, also known as Detroit Red, also known as Malcolm X, also known as Malcolm El Shabazz, also known as Malcolm Al Malik El Shabazz, also known as El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, also known as Shaheed Malcolm. Allah, Allah. We just did a spiritual Sayyidah Suluk, spiritual wayfaring, Irfan style, through this brother's life in less than 10 seconds. That's superpowers. That's keeping it real superpowers. Just like we had a calendar, we also have superpowers. We should probably explain to you what we mean by a spiritual Sayyidah Suluk and a spiritual wayfaring through the brother's life. Okay, so we said first and foremost, Brother Malcolm. That's what we're going to be calling the brother from now on, right? So, of course, Malcolm Little was his name when he was young. And then Detroit Red was his name when, you know, he was kind of, I don't know, experiencing, you know, different stuff in his life, like crime and those kind of things. Anyways, so he was known as Detroit Red. After that, he was known as Malcolm X because, you know, he accepted Islam at the hands of the Nation of Islam. After Malcolm X, he became Malik El Shabazz. And after Malik El Shabazz, he became El Hajj Malik El Shabazz because he went to Hajj. And after that, he became Shaheed Malcolm because he was martyred at the end of his life. So this is what we mean by a spiritual wayfaring through the brother's life in less than 10 seconds. So brother Shaheed Malcolm X was a American. He was a African-American, or in his own words, he was black. He was also a human rights activist, and he was a prominent advocate of empowerment for the African-American community in the United States of America. And of course, Brother Shaheed Malcolm X was also a prominent figure in the civil rights movements of the 50s and the 60s in the United States of America. And of course, he was the spokesman for a few years for the Nation of Islam. And of course, he was a very vocal supporter and a vocal advocate for empowerment, both social, political, and economic, in the African American community in the United States of America. And of course, he was also a promoter and a supporter and a preacher of Islam in the United States of America. And all of this will get you killed by the federales. So like many disenfranchised African Americans, also known as black people in the United States of America, even though I don't like to use the term black people, even though it is commonly used, it's not derogatory like other very derogatory terms that are used about them. But you know, so we'll go between black people and African Americans. Anyways, so like many African Americans, disenfranchised African Americans in the United States of America, Brother Malcolm had a very difficult and a very hard life growing up. Now, this was unfortunately and primarily because as a child and even growing up later on in his life, Brother Malcolm had to witness extreme and even mild, well, let's say mild to extreme racism at the hands of a white supremacist America in which he lived in. Unfortunately, a situation which continues to this very day in an institutionalized white supremacist United States of America. Case in point, as we saw recently, the brother in Memphis, excuse me, the brother in Memphis who was like killed by the police, and of course, case in point, the cousin of the BLM, Black Lives Matter guy who got George Floyded to death. So, coming back, Brother Malcolm's father died when he was just a child at the hands of white supremacist crazies. That means that he became an orphan when he was a little boy. And unfortunately, throughout his life, Brother Malcolm had to witness, as we said, mild to extreme racism at the hands of white supremacist crazies, such as the Ku Klux Klan, aka the KKK, aka the Triple K. But what I don't get is, why would you spell Klan with a K? Well, because these guys clearly didn't go to school, man. It's, you spell Klan with a C, not with a K. And if you thought that was funny, even though it's not, the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists or any kind of national ethnic supremacist ideology, such as Zionism, is not a joke. It's something that's quite serious, but still, we try to keep it real and, you know, keep it a little bit lighthearted, right? So you learn while you laugh. It's this new teaching model. But anyway, so like we said, the family of Brother Malcolm also had to witness this kind of white supremacist, mild to extreme terrorist activities of these guys, you know, burning crosses and lynching people and hanging, you know, African Americans and, this kind of stuff. But anyways, they also witnessed this kind of severe racism at the hands of another white supremacist group, which was known as the Black Legion. So white supremacist group called the Black Legion. These guys, they don't think much about this kind of stuff, you know? Anyways, you know, Ku Klux Klan, just spell Klan with a K. This is gonna make us unique. And, you know, we're gonna be the Black Legion because we're a white supremacist people. All right, anyways, let's tone it down. We're talking about Shahid Malcolm X. So now, interestingly, Brother Malcolm, he actually excelled in junior high school. Excelled meaning he got really good grades. You know, and unfortunately, though, he dropped out of junior high school because apparently, you know, he wanted to be a lawyer. He wanted to practice law in his life. And one of his, white teachers said to him, and I quote, practicing law is no realistic goal for a nigger, unquote. And so, of course, when things like this happen to you, being an African-American in the United States of America, you pay your taxes, you go to work, you pay Social Security and all this stuff. And then, you know, you go to school, you try to get good grades. I'm going to be a lawyer when I grow up. And then you're white. You know, a teacher comes out and, you know, he uses the N-word and says that that's no realistic goal for you. You know, you need to go like something else. So Malcolm X, from the beginning of his life and throughout the rest of his life, he realized that there was no place for a career-oriented black man in the United States of America under this white supremacist, institutionalized, discrimination and racism that is rampant in the country. There's no place, you know? So he dropped out of high school. What a serious, serious, you know, sad thing to happen to a very intelligent and talented individual. Thank you, white supremacist America. You should be ashamed of yourself. So anyways, a brother Malcolm then unfortunately went towards the streets. And as you know, the streets of the United States of America is not where somebody, you know, wants to grow up in, because it leads to crime. And that's exactly what happened. And unfortunately, Brother Malcolm ended up being imprisoned. And interestingly, though, God works in, you know, miraculous ways. In prison is where he started to learn about Islam. But unfortunately, he learned Islam at the hands of the Nation of Islam. Now, one thing that we forgot to bring up was the fact that, well, you know, it's very easy for immigrants and racial, and ethnic minorities in the United States of America to end up in prison because of this institutionalized racism, which is rampant. So you have a lot of Latin Americans that are in jail. You know, you have a lot of, Mexicans that are in jail. You have a lot of African Americans that are in jail. Interestingly, you have a lot of white people in jail too. Sorry for the ring sound. You have a lot of white people in jail too. And that's what's kind of really crazy, is in a country where the majority of the people are white, how can you also... there's a lot of people in jail. We need to do an episode on that, because apparently the prison system, which some of them are private now, prison system, so you actually make money by imprisoning people in the United States of America. And a different episode for, you know, if we live long enough. So he was imprisoned in an institutionalized racist judicial system that is prevalent in the United States of America. You can search it up. We don't make stuff up on Keeping It Real. We keeping it real on Keeping It Real. So he learned about the Nation of Islam. Now, we said, unfortunately, the Nation of Islam, because the Nation of Islam, of course, they have their own philosophical, ideological, theological, historical, some other stuff, differences and distortions from the pure Muhammadan Islam. So, of course, whatever he learned from the Nation of Islam wasn't exactly pure Muhammadan Islam. But anyways, this is where he learned Islam. Eventually, he became the spokesperson for the Nation of Islam, which was a big deal. Now, so when he joined the Nation of Islam, one of the kind of cool things that the Nation of Islam guys used to do, and perhaps they still do, I'm not in contact with them at the present time, but what they used to do is they used to erase their last name, and they replace it with an X. So Malcolm Little, you know, he became Detroit Red because he was in the, you know, the prison systems and that kind of stuff, and he was outside, you know, gangster lifestyle. He was Detroit Red, and then when he joined Islam, he took Malcolm Little, he erased Little, and he replaced it with an X. So he became Malcolm X. Now, the Nation of Islam brothers and sisters, they used to do this because they considered the last name that they were born with to be their slave master name, you know? And that's kind of how it worked in the South, right? So the people, yeah, in the South primarily, where slavery was kind of a big thing in the United States of America. So what happened was that, you know, so for example, if the white, you know, master, whoosh, if his name was Little, then, you know, all the slaves would be Little. And if the white master was, I don't know, Hughes, whoosh, you know, then all the black people would be Hughes. And some of the last names, right? This is what they say. They say that when they came from Africa, they destroyed their cultural heritage. And actually, matter of fact, a lot of these people, African Americans that came from Africa before they became African Americans, were actually Muslims, and their religion was Islam. This was taken from them. And we need to do an episode on slavery as well. It's really interesting how, you know, but anyways. So Malcolm X, right? So he changed his name from Malcolm Little to Malcolm X. And again, so this surname, sir letter, it signifies their freedom from their colonial slave masters and this new world where he was known as Malcolm X. So eventually, brother Malcolm X, he became the spokesperson for the Nation of Islam for 12 years, up to the point where he was more powerful and more influential than even the actual leader, who was Elijah Muhammad. And when you become more powerful than the actual leader of the Nation of Islam, that will get you killed by the Federales. And so on March 8th, 1964, after being the spokesperson for the Nation of Islam for about 12 years, Brother Malcolm announces his public break from the Nation of Islam. That was a big deal. Apparently, Brother Malcolm had taken the membership of the Nation of Islam from 300 to, like, you know, tens of thousands. I mean, that's a lot. The guy was incredibly, incredibly influential. And that does get you killed by the Federales. And so Brother Malcolm publicly announced that he was breaking from the Nation of Islam because the so-called self-proclaimed prophet, Brother Elijah Muhammad, you ain't no prophet, brother, was breaking the divine teachings of Islam behind closed doors. Shame on you, so-called self-proclaimed prophet Elijah Muhammad. Shouldn't have been doing that stuff. So anyways, in 1964, Brother Malcolm X, he breaks from the Nation of Islam and he takes his own path. But he still proudly called himself a Muslim. He felt that the Nation of Islam had, quote, gone as far as it can because of its rigid teachings. Some of the teachings of the Nation of Islam included this idea that the white man is the devil, etc., etc. And that's kind of the rigid teachings that, you know, the devil is the devil. And whoever does the work of the devil is the devil. It doesn't matter what color they are, what language they speak. So Brother Malcolm X said that he was planning to organize a black nationalist organization in order to heighten the political awareness of the African American community. and that he was planning on working with other civil rights leaders in order to move the civil rights movement forward and create empowerment for the African American community in the United States of America. And that will definitely get you killed by the Federales. In April of 1964, Brother Malcolm X, who by now was going by the name Malik El-Shabazz, or Malcolm El-Shabazz, he went on Hajj. What a beautiful trip. And so later on, he recalled saying that when he went to the Hajj, I quote, he said that, "I saw Muslims of all colors, from blue-eyed blondes to black-skinned Africans. And they were all interacting as equals." And this led Brother Malcolm X, who was now El-Hajj, Malik El-Shabazz, it led him to believe and understand that Islam is the only way and the only religion to eradicate racial discrimination all across the world. And he was going to start to announce this to the rest of the world. Do you know that, by the way, that Brother Malcolm X was also the main guy who brought Cassius Clay, aka Muhammad Ali, into the folds of the Nation of Islam, huh? Sure. Yeah, man, there you go. Just so now you must be wondering what the name Malik El-Shabazz means. Of course, you know, when the guy who was doing the research, he ran across this stuff, it is interesting, right? Just don't, like, just believe everything. Kind of think about the stuff, you know. Anyways. Well, Shabazz, according to the historical stories of the NOI, aka Nation of Islam, Shabazz was the leader of an ancient lost African black nation. It was a tribe from whom other tribes of the world were created. And it was really crazy. And of course, I already said the Nation of Islam has their philosophical, historical, ideological, traditional, cultural, you know, the theological differences with pure Mohammedan Islam. So we're not saying this is what Islam is, but this is what the Nation of Islam says. So they say that actually the colored people in reality are the white people, because the true color, natural color, is the black color. And so the white people, because they don't have the natural color, they're actually the colored people of the world. So that's Shabazz for you, right? The leader of the lost African tribe nation peoples in the history stories of the Nation of Islam. And Malik, of course, is Arabic and means king. So when you put the two together, there you have it. It was the King Shabazz. So he had named himself. This is what we were talking about, in case you forgot. Malcolm X called himself Malik El-Shabazz, the King Shabazz, the leader of the ancient lost tribe of Africans who was going to bring them back to power. And yes, that will get you killed by the Federales. Now, I know talking about the NOI is kind of a tangent, and, you know, the NOI guys, I mean, they're some serious brothers. They were the first people who openly said, "We're going to kill Brother Malcolm," you know, so they might kill us too. You know, it's okay. You got to speak the truth, you know, no matter the consequences. So the NOI, they got this historical story. You must be wondering, where, the Quran, the Bible, the Torah? No. They got it from an individual who was the founder of the NOI, aka Nation of Islam, by the name of Wallace Ford Muhammad, also known as Wallace D. Muhammad, also known as Wallace Dodd Muhammad, also known as a couple other things, Wallace Fard Muhammad, Wallace Dodd Ford, W.F. Muhammad, aka W.D. Fard, aka a total of 58 different aliases. Are you following me? Are you following me? The individual who was the founder of the Nation of Islam, where you got all these different, you know, ideological, theological, philosophical, historical, cultural, I don't know, a whole bunch of other differences from the pure Mohammedan Islam, the founder had 58 different names, an alias's name. 58 different names. Listen, when you got 58 different names, something fishy is going on. And if you don't think that's fishy, apparently there are only five pictures of this individual who had 58 different aliases, who was the founder of the Nation of Islam. There are only five pictures available of this guy. One of them is the picture which the Nation of Islam has. The four other pictures are mugshots. Do you know what a mugshot is? A mugshot, you know, police station. It's crazy, man, I don't know. But what's really crazy is apparently that the Nation of Islam founder, right, we were talking about Black Legion and we were talking about KKK and, you know, and here the founder of the Nation of Islam, which is a pro, you know, black people, pro African-American community thing, he happened to be a white guy. That's one of the things that said. One of the things that is said is that the founder was a white guy. So after leaving the Nation of Islam, Brother Malcolm X, he goes ahead and he founded Muslim Mosque Incorporated, MMI, in order to further promote the message of Islam across the African American community. Yes, that will get you killed by the federalities. The other thing that the brother did, of course, who now was Al-Hajj Malik Al-Shabazz, he went ahead and he founded and created something by the name of the Organization of the Organization of Afro-American Unity, the OAAU, which was a group that advocated Pan-Africanism, meaning the African people all across the world as one united fist. You got it. It will get you killed by the federales. And so in conclusion of this first episode of our two episodes talking about, oh my God, they shot Brother Malcolm. We find that at this point in time, Brother El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz, AKA Brother Malcolm X, was becoming increasingly powerful. He was becoming increasingly influential, and he was becoming increasingly effective, not only in the Muslim community inside the United States of America, but also the African American community inside the United States of America. And on an international level, people were starting to listen to him. And interestingly, one of the things that he wanted to do was to internationalize the civil rights movement and make it a global rights movement for humanity. And yes, this will get you all killed by the federales. So please don't forget to join in on our next episode, which is the making of Shaheed Malcolm X. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be short, like all of our episodes are incredibly short.
Yes, as always.
As always. So what's going on? Otherwise, it'd be like a three-long pulse talk show. I'm just kidding. You keep on trusting NATO. They're selling you used tanks. Maybe they're not used, but they're like already broken down, you know? It's like last year's model. Who wants to buy a, 1999 Ferrari? Man, 2023 Ferrari, bro. Even though I would never buy a Ferrari, I would rather buy an Iranian-made Islamic Republic of Iran, whatever, Paycon, Samand.
Samand.
The Saman Soran is nice. Oh, the Tara is nice too, man. It's got that pony. I was like, the
guy is a Iraqi, man. This is your language.
Why would you say Assalamu Alaiki? Forget the water, I wouldn't even take a shower. It's like Jaws, the shark might come out the drain. And I lived on an island, so that was really bad. I can't even watch violent movies. I watch violent movies, I get traumatized. Like 2-3 days, like, oh my God, you know.